Oh, shit. Oh, you got that merch on. We haven't even released that yet.
You got that unreleased, you know what I'm saying?
That unreleased merch.
Got that unreleased, you know what I'm saying?
Coming soon, coming soon.
Last one to the airport buys breakfast.
Buying breakfast.
Day one, day one.
So, I want Michael, introduce who we got in the building.
Listen,
probably.
Listen, man. We got the boy here. We got the boy here. We got the boy Daniel Lee Bellamy. What's up, my
what's
man?
What's good? What's
How's
good?
Everything,
I'm,
my boy?
I'm happy to be here.
We got Daniel Bellamy, a.k.a. Z Cross, in the building. So, what's up, bro? What you been doing?
You know, I've been on my grind, you know, working, just hustling, you know, just enjoying the journey, honestly.
As you should. As
learning,
you should.
Growing. Right. Yeah, like you know, after my contract on Power ended, it was just like, you know, just hitting the ground, like, you know, first I kind of had to run with the dogs for a while, you know, but, you know, it was all sort of learning experiences, you know, just like meeting the fans, traveling around, you know, traveling around the country, meeting the fans, meeting the followers, you know, partying with them.
I've been seeing the hosts, man. That shit been lit, right?
And we were going through, and I was going through, like, you know, some really dope, some really, like, different spaces, like, in the cut. Like, I've been in the cut, like.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, Mike, I've been in the same spots,
you know. It's some spots you don't even know exist, right?
So, and it's honestly, like, it's like, definitely, like, there's, I mean, it's so grateful for, you know, all the love, all the support, you know, and just all the experiences. It's been really dope. And I'm really sort of like, you know, in this space right now where I'm excited for the next thing, but I want it to be, in terms of acting, because there's a lot of other things going on. It got to be really special because I had a special, I'm like, this has been a special time.
You know? Hell yeah.
What's your favorite spot you went to? Your favorite booking place?
Honestly, yeah, it was in Canarsie.
Where?
It was
Canarsie?
In Canarsie.
Really?
Shout out to YRP. YRP, you know, you're rich.
Yeah,
shout out to YRP. So it was with YRP. Shout out to them and Canarsie. They showed me mad love.
Hell yeah, I seen the video. That shit looked lit over there.
It was crazy.
Fans be going nuts.
Also, Jacksonville.
I seen you went to Jacksonville. I was gonna say Jacksonville has to be one of the most turned.
What was your favorite part so far? Y'all go so many places.
Dude, that we had a weekend where me and Michael went from
y'all places be different. Like, it'd be different kind of energy.
When we did Taboo in Miami and then
we did Treehouse of Nola and then we did Taboo.
Shout out my guy Larry Morrow.
Shout out to Larry, man. Shout out to Corey too, the owner of Taboo and everything. But
we went from
New Orleans. Straight from the party, got our bag straight to the flight, got to Miami.
Landed. Went to the club.
It was crazy. Yeah. I didn't sleep that whole weekend. Until we landed back.
The line was around the entire building down the street. Me and Michael like pulled up. We're like, the guy who owns a Treehouse in New Orleans was like, he's like, I've had everybody here. He's like, I've never seen this many people.
He said, I'm gonna call you Baby and Bieber. He said, you the Baby, you Justin, he Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's so funny, bro. The bookings are so fun, like meeting the fans and like, I really love it.
It's such a unique experience, you know, because it doesn't happen on every show. It doesn't happen with every actor.
Like,
you know?
who from Riverdale? You know what I mean?
I feel like we the only ones, like,
It's just like, you know, it's definitely been an opportunity to, you know, like I said, meet the fans,
engage
with the fans, you know, like, bring awareness to, you know, your brand and what
promote
you're doing,
you
know, and just sort of develop your art. And your voice is just a real sort of a, you know,
outlet.
Hustle kind of way, because you're out, you know, you're thinking about, oh, shoot, like, you know, it's a whole different thing.
Right, you're not showing up to set memorizing your lines.
It's
a different type of thing. Like, I never used to, you know, drink that much, and then you go to the bookings, and you're like, am I just going to stand here and be boring? Like, they paid for an experience, so I'd be on the mushies, and I'd be going,
And so literally, like, you know, I had, like, once the season finale of season two, and then I dropped my album, Odyssey, and then, you know, I was sort of
ready.
So
they were, you know, they were spinning it in the clubs, you know.
Dog, that's dope.
And so that's when, like, you know, it was actually LaVale's birthday party at Taj. And like,
oh, that
know,
was the video. Yeah. That was the video.
That went viral. That was, dude, that has like 20 like, million views.
Yeah, that shit is just like they, viral.
Like, you know, I was just literally like, you know, vibing. I wasn't choreographed.
Right, a dance. Yeah, and then it turned into it. Yeah.
Yeah, then I started having to like really learn what I was doing. I was like, oh, shoot. I don't really know. I can't really dance. But it was dope. I never experienced something like that before. It's really,
bro,
it's really cool.
I love seeing that shit.
Yeah, that clip. So that clip came out like a week before, and then we had just started shooting episode one. And I remember seeing Woody on set. We were at these hotels.
Yes.
And he was recording in the room, and I didn't know. And I walked in, and he's doing the dance, bro. Like by
that's the video that y'all sent me.
By like five o'clock. It had like 10 million
that
views.
Video
I'm like,
went
this
crazy.
Is crazy.
Yeah, no. They was eating.
Yeah,
that was
such a special moment.
Man, I was fucked with that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Everyone supports each other on our show, which is what
I
love, bro.
Yeah. Fact. Well, it's
only right. It's only right. We're family, you know what I'm saying? Family.
Yeah. One of the things that when I look back on that show and that environment was so dope was just the level of, you know, hustlers that I was around, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being around Method Man, being around Mary, and you know, I didn't get a chance to be around 50, but I got it. You know, I'm on the show, so I feel them, you know what I'm saying?
You get the presence.
And so, and then everybody is sort of like top tier, like, you know, mindsets, top tier hustle mindset. They're getting it, and so it just makes you be on your P's and Q's and want to work harder. So,
How'd you get meth on a song? That's fucking crazy.
So honestly, it happened in the middle of a snowstorm. You know, like I had, you know, asked him like, hey, you know, like, do you want to get on this song? I sent him the song. He was like, oh, the vocals are fire. It's fire. Then the beat, you know, was DMX sample. So I was like, I got to do it. And so I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't sure. He kept like, obviously, I see him as a man of his word, so I wasn't going to, like, doubt him or anything. But you never know. People be busy, you know what I'm saying? But then it was, like, one New York snowstorm. In the middle of the storm, you know, he sent me it. And it was like, oh, shoot, I got a song of my
dad. What was your reaction when he got in?
I was shocked. I was humbled. It was just, like, dope. It was like, wow, like, you know, this is like hard work, dedication, you know, opening your mouth, you know, and this is real love. This is real respect. You know, he's saying that this is dope and he's going to, you know, add his voice to that. So it meant a lot.
Dude, he supports us so much. Like, him even coming to this, like,
that's
he was,
a fact.
We had like obviously
it
toy.
It was Memorial Day weekend too when he came. When he came, it was Memorial Day weekend. He was chilling. He wasn't doing nothing that whole day. He did not have to pull up on us. Support he shows us, especially to us as like younger people too. Like he shows love to us like in a crazy way. Cause like you see a lot of like, you know, like older people that are like generations before us, like
bitter or salty.
Yeah,
they don't really
want to support the youngest that's coming up under them. But Meth, like, he's completely different. Like, he shows love, like the utmost love to all the youngest around.
Even what he said when he came on, he was talking about how which he did, like, they kind of paved the way of staying in shitty tour buses, staying in shitty places, no, like, snacks or anything like that. That was, like, hip-hop 25, 30 years ago. So now all these dudes are taking PJs to show and this and that, and they're getting all this money. And the way he said it, like, I was like, damn, like, that sucks that you never got to really experience that. He goes, nah, but, like, that is what it is. Like,
we paved the way for these guys. That, so now the youngins could do what they're doing now.
Right, and he never once showed any type of, like...
And you would think, like, so, like, you would think, like, someone like...
Like, give me that money.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, we could have been, like, you know what I'm saying, like... He was like, it is what it is. This is what we was dealing with, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I love
now
that.
The youngins is doing with it a whole different way, and that's fire.
Yeah,
so shout out to Method.
He's fire. Yeah.
Shout out to Method.
So I'm sorry. You just were like, dude, that's so crazy. You got a song with Method Man.
Yeah, like just imagine your phone just buzzing and it's just Method Man attachment. Man, like, and it's a song.
Yeah,
No,
it was dope.
That's fine. So like, so were you into music or acting like first? Like, what really caught you? Like, your love
honestly,
first?
Like it's like it's hard. It's hand like it's like
shit, huh?
It's like a hand in hand kind of three man weave kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I was doing music in theater. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've always sang in the church. You know, but I always did the school plays. You know, and so it's sort of a just like, you know, 2018, 19, it was just like, it's time to start, you know, like, really just, like, it's just something you're going to do for the rest of your life. So right. It was just time to start doing it and building it and, you know, and pouring into it. And so that's really kind of how I got
started. That's fire. So you just was always used to just performing in front of crowds. Like,
you know, just being an artist, you know, just being creative, you know, just using my talent, you know. When I first moved to New York, I was actually working as a production assistant.
When did you first move here? Like, how long you been living out here?
I've been living here for going on 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when I first moved here, I was office PA.
Right. What show was it?
It was called The Family.
Right.
Yeah, The Family.
What lot did you guys shoot?
Silver Cup.
So that's the building that Uncle Tommy hung me over.
And you know, so I was just trying to, like, you know, get any kind of experience I could, like learn as much as I could. Right. So I was, like, you know, PAing, I was, you know, interning, like, you know, I did this at this place called Maven Pictures.
Nice.
I've had all kinds of jobs, just grinding, you know, doing the, doing UCB.
Right,
doing,
I did all that.
The pit, all
I PA'd
that
too,
stuff.
Dude, I PA'd on Will and Grace. Like, for, like, it's, you respect the PA so much more because I remember doing it and I remember being like, oh my God, this is so rough.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why, dude, every day I get to say, I'm like, yo, what up, Kai?
Yeah.
What up, Chanel? Like, mm-hmm. Thank you, or, you know. I didn't like to ask people for, like, can you get me a water? Like, they're not my servers.
Mm.
But, so I kind of was against it season one, and I was like, no, I'm never going to ask them for anything. And then you're in the middle of the scene, and you're like, they're like, no, we need to get it for you because you can't walk out while they're trying to light you.
Yeah.
So I've, like, lightened up to being like, okay, fine, just you can grab.
Please, give me one.
I'll never forget a moment when we were shooting season two, and it was your birthday.
I talked about that. But go on.
I pull up to set, we're going on, you know, to film, and like somebody opens the window and like happy birthday, Gianni.
Oh, right. It was a random person.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna talk about how, because you like to get into the character.
Right.
So I remember you walked on set that day and you were like, whatever.
Right, and we had a kind of beef right there,
right.
too.
So because it was a scene where Michael.
It was the same movie. I saw he was like,
I don't think it made it to, though.
Yeah, the scene didn't. I don't think the scene made the cut.
Yeah, mm-hmm. where the scene that you and I had, where it never made it. But
that was the scene that was like, that was supposed to be before I get arrested, right?
Yeah,
right. But all the flack was going on him.
Yeah, so then he
was mad at me. He's like, because the scene was, Brayden, why didn't you fucking tell me?
Like that.
Did you have something to do with this?
Yeah.
So he came into set. It was my birthday. I remember he came and was like, what up? I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, my bad.
You got beef.
People
screaming
out of windows, happy birthday.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
So you're working, you know, random jobs here and there. Are you taking acting classes or, like,
you talking about in the past?
Yeah, before.
Yeah,
Bar.
So you know, I was doing like UCB, I was doing The Pit, you know, I was taking writing classes. I'm just trying to just stay on my grind, like, you know what I'm saying? To, you know, definitely, you know, just all kinds of classes, you know, just trying to stay on my grind, stay, you know, because also, like, you know, you gotta be a server, be a host, all different kind of. I've been a server, a host, an elevator man, delivery man. Like, I've been I've done. I ain't too proud to, you know, like, it's like, to, you know, to hustle for my dream. So,
right. You gotta hustle, man.
Yeah.
Hard days,
but, like, you know, it's like, if you want your American dream, you're gonna go get it.
Go for it.
Yeah,
gotta go for it.
I love that, dude. Yeah.
Nobody gonna get that shit to you.
Yeah.
So what was your first, like, do you remember any, like, big auditions or anything where that kind of solidified, like, oh, maybe I could do this?
That's interesting. Well, you know, like, I went to, like, so I had gotten a, but even, I feel like even when I went to, even when I was studying, you know, in, at Carnegie Mellon University, I didn't, like, it's so different from the real. Yeah.
Patina went there.
Yeah. It's so different from the real industry. It's more sort of like I'm an advocate for arts education because I feel like if you don't get a chance to learn it on the street, you know, you got to go somewhere and try to figure it out, you know. So, but I, the, when I think actually. Okay. Broadway. Broadway. Choir Boy. When I was in the ensemble, you know, it was working hard, very, very hard. And it just was like, I was just like, no, I love this. It just gave me a really a deep appreciation. Just being, I guess, being in the back, being in the ensemble, sort of being able to see and have to like just see how hard the leads are working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And how much pressure that role, you know, has on there as well. So I think, you know, when I was in that position, it was like, okay, you know, that might be something I can continue to fight for, and that might be something that I can do for real.
Right. Yeah. And what was the first thing that you booked, like TV wise?
So I did this. So okay, the first sort of bigger thing was this film called The Real MVP. I had played Kevin Durant a film that Queen Latifah and Nelson George and Shelby Stone, they were producing. Cassandra Freeman, it was about his mom.
Mm-hmm.
She played the mother, Wanda Durant. Cassandra Freeman, she plays Aunt Viv right now on the new Fresh Prince.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. And actually, there's the guy who plays, his name is Adrian Holmes. Mm-hmm. He plays, I don't know who he plays on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but the new one.
Yeah.
But he played the coach.
Oh, nice. Do they know Coco Jones? Shout out Coco. Can you DM me, please? No, go on.
So that was like, That was one of the first things I did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So then when did did you watch Power previously before you getting the audition?
I did. I watched it sporadically. I wasn't nice. Like a hardcore like Power follower, but I watched it. Like I remember watching it the first time I watched it. I was in Boston with my cousins, and I remember watching it, and it was just so like it was.
Yeah, it's dope.
It was high stakes. Like it was like this is stressing me.
Yeah.
Like,
especially if you've seen it for the first time too. Like what the fuck?
Dude, I started rewatching it like a week ago, and those scenes are so fucking dope with Omari, and like it feels like a little bit of a different show because the music's a little different, the score's a little different early on.
No, they're dope.
So good, bro.
And so like, when I got the role, I went back and watched like the whole show, and I was like, I'm gonna be on this.
Because I did season 5 and 6 of Power, and I never watched it because I didn't want to know more than my character should.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I did have a scene with Tommy when I was with Tariq, and when he came in, like I would have a different reaction if I watched 6 seasons of Power. You know what I mean? But like I was like, oh, who's this guy? Like he's scary. So I went back and rewatched every episode, and I was like, I'm on this fucking show. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
That's the exact reaction I had.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was deep. That was deep. And it definitely went above and beyond with the experience that it gave me.
Right. So the audition comes in.
Power.
And what's the breakdown? Did you audition for anyone else or?
So no, I just auditioned for Zeke, for the basketball player. And when I got, I was like, I mean, because I knew the demographic of Power, that I had assumptions,
right?
And so I was like, they don't want me on this show,
right.
But you know, I still went, you know, and first it was just the casting director and the assistant that was there, and then the second time I went,
Christine Cromer?
No, it was someone else.
Really? Did she? I thought she cast the pilot of.
It might have been.
I could be wrong. Anyways, we'll fact check it.
Yeah. The second time I went, and it was met the man. He was there auditioning for his role.
Were you like, shit, I'm about to be in a song with you in 2 years.
Yeah. No, he was like,
right, that's crazy. No,
he was just like, he was like, he said something. I was like, I think he said like, good luck. I was like, I don't need no luck.
I don't need no luck.
You know, I went in there and I slammed it down. Anthony was in there.
Yeah.
And Bart was in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bart
Wainwright, avid crew has it. Listener.
Yeah. I remember he asked me, could I speak any other languages? And I can't. And I was like, I could speak in tongues.
and they thought that was funny. That's a good answer right there.
Did they laugh?
Bro, we be telling y'all this every episode. Like, even something like that'll just have you in the back of a director or a producer's mind. Like, that nigga funny as hell. Like, you feel me? Like, even if they wouldn't have given him the part, they would have had that in the back of their mind for something. Like, yo, he's funny. Like, he got spontaneous, like, comedic, like, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, stuff like that just keeps you, like, you know, keep you in
their
mind.
That's a good point.
That's a fact.
Do you remember your audition scene or no?
It was actually, it was the one going into the party.
Oh, well, yeah.
I feel like that was everyone's, all the Tejada's audition scenes.
I fuck with that scene. That scene is super dope. That was a fun day. That was a fun day. That was the first day. That was a fun scene.
Did you, so you do the first audition, you get a callback.
Yes.
Was it a chemistry read with anyone or no?
No. So I did the first audition and did the second audition with Anthony and Bart.
Yeah.
When Method Man was in the waiting room.
Yep.
And that was it. And then I got the role.
Got the part. That's
it. Hell yeah.
Straight into it.
What they call you? What'd you say? What were you like?
We had some things to, you know, we had some things to work through, but it was a really exciting process.
Right.
Honestly, it was really exciting. Yeah. I remember I was at that time, I was like having to decide between that and this Broadway show, which was dope, but I was like, obviously, I'm going to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then thankfully, I did this as well because Broadway has shut completely down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Pandy-wandy.
Life has a definite, you know, it worked itself out.
God works in mysterious ways for sure.
So you do season one. Season one comes out. Does your life change a lot? Is it, you know, do you see any differences? Is it?
What you mean? Well,
just like in general, like do you feel like you're more recognizable, or you can't do certain things, or you're getting more acting love? You can do other stuff. Like, was there anything?
Yeah. So I mean, life has been completely different. Like, it's completely changed my life. Like, you know, after, well, season one, it was like, you know, because it was still all, that was all through COVID, you know what I'm saying? That was all, like, we didn't have a premiere. It was like, sort of, I wasn't going outside as much.
Right.
You didn't feel like.
Because there was no premiere, right?
Yeah, I didn't really feel like, you know, like, Times but then Square after season two, time. Like, it's really wild.
Solidified.
Like, it's
really now wild. It's up.
Honestly, like, you know, the show, I mean, ended for me, like, you know, in January, but like it's almost like I've had to like deal with, oh, this isn't going anywhere.
Right.
This is like, it's just going to sort of expand. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
only going to get bigger.
It's not like, oh, I'm going high.
Right.
Like, you got to embrace that joint.
You got to embrace everything, bro. You got to take, you know what I'm saying, advantage of the moment, bro.
Yeah.
Got to take advantage of that moment.
So did the memes start going crazy season one, or did that not start happening until season two? Because everything's kind of a, like, I forget, like, what was what comes out when.
It should just be happening.
Right.
The memes were wild all
Dude,
the way through.
So wild.
All the way through, yeah.
All the way through season one,
I think they started, like, episode eight.
Mm. Right.
And they were making fun of Zeke.
But this is a testament to how well you played that character.
Yeah,
like,
people
don't realize, like, you literally were just, like, you crush it, so then they're like, oh my God, this character is fucking wild.
Sure, thank you.
That's
thank
a fact.
You. Thank you.
That boy Zeke was a wild boy. He was smashing on the teacher, man.
Zeke was a complex character. He was a complex character. He, you know, he was going through a lot. They had him going through a whole lot.
He didn't even know his own age. Like, they really had a lot. Like, they was hiding a lot from Zeke, bro. Like, he didn't know nothing about his life.
So, you know, and that was something, like, as an actor, like, I was really sort of, you know, navigating, like, you know, okay, so she told me that Monet was his mom, like, the first table read.
Right.
She came up to me and Mary, and she was like, okay, you're his mom.
Oh, so Courtney lied. She said that. That Monet was your mom.
Yeah. So she told us the secret, like, the first day, and then, you know, so, but a lot of people, even in the cast, didn't even know that was that until like
the table read.
Yeah,
I
literally
had the table read. I was like,
I didn't know until episode 9 last season. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I did not.
Because I wasn't telling nobody. I wasn't telling my machine either. So it was like, I wanted to kind of keep that sort of contained so I could focus on, you know, the given circumstance and not be trying to, like, you know, I guess get ahead of myself in that regard. Yeah.
Wow. I did not know Courtney told you that. That's wild.
Yeah.
Was she like, don't say anything, or?
Of course. I mean, that was like one of the biggest, you know,
You know what that scene did? Like, that whole scene.
Boomerang,
was,
you know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
That is nuts. Yeah. So what was like a scene from season one that you like absolutely loved? Okay. Like for Zeke.
Like I loved the whole first episode. I think that first episode was just dope, like from the party, from, you know, the Tejadas meeting Tariq.
Yeah.
And, you know, from like the weird, we had some weird scenes in the dorm room. Like,
You two were
awesome. I had one with you.
I thought that was episode two.
That was two?
Was it?
Might have been.
Okay. Was it episode one where I walk in on you and you go, and you oh, getting busy? Yeah, was yeah, that episode one? Yeah, we had that scene.
That was dope. And
actually, I think that was one. I think that was one because Anthony was directing.
Yeah.
So I was sitting, we were sitting in the chairs.
Y'all playing the game.
But then they never, like, had us hang out again.
Yeah.
Like, we were really hanging out.
I'm like, yo, I got to use one of y'all Instagram lives or some shit. And you're like, you can use mine. I'm like, nah, fuck no. Zeke got more followers.
Yeah.
And then I go to Finesse Davis. Right. Yeah.
It was also innocent back then. So I really like those parts. But I also liked episode 9. Like, that was dope when I had that scene with Mary J. Blige. And
who's that? Who?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, hold on.
And it went viral. It was like, but she don't know nothing.
Right.
Everybody had a lot of fun with that.
So when you do it, like season two, when you were acting, were you ever in a scene like, oh, fuck?
I was trying. That's a good question. I was really trying not to go into that. I was really trying not to like, play into like the reenactments on social media. That's not Zeke. That's not what he's doing.
So I really
had to work hard to kind of like not like because I watched all of it. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I found it funny. It was funny.
Yeah. See, that's what we did love about you because we were all talking like you embraced it all. You reposted like a lot of people would get salty and be like, why are they doing it? But like, nah, you're like, nah, this is an ode to me. Like, what I'm doing this character. Like,
some people like, they be funny, bro. You can't take it away from like.
It was funny.
I get one comment like Braden's white. I'm like, man, fuck them. I'm like, these motherfuckers.
power fans. They're a different breed.
They very vocal.
Yeah,
very vocal.
Different breed.
Different breed.
That's
man.
Hilarious. So
there's
so
no fans like them.
So you do season one. You know everything changes, and then season two starts happening.
Yeah.
And then you find out that. You know, you died. Like, what was your first reaction? Who called you? Did they bring you up? Like, what was the...
So, like, I had sort of been feeling it. I've been feeling it, like, I'm like, okay, where is he going to go? Like,
right.
You know, and then, like, after that scene where... after the table scene, the infamous table scene where he finds out that, you know, he's 23, he's not 19, and Monet's his mom. I'm like, okay, is he... What is he gonna be like a crackhead? Like,
right.
I remember Mary was like, no, like, I'm like, well, no, she was like, cause she didn't, I don't even think she knew at that point. She was like, no, like, you know, somebody gotta make the money, you know, blah, blah. I'm just looking at her like, this dude, about, like, what is he gonna be, the crackhead or he gonna die? Like, this where is he gonna go from this?
Right,
like,
right.
It's gonna, I mean, you know, like, so when it came, like, I was like, you know, obviously, like, you know, it's like bittersweet, but I felt like the impact was enough that I was content with like letting go of that, of that character.
And it's also dope too, cause like a lot of people, like, they'll have something going for them and they'll let go, like, or they'll, like, you know, they'll be done with it. And nothing follows them after that. Mm. All of that shit following you right now. All of that shit is still like surrounding.
I've been having to run from it, honestly. Yeah. I've been embracing it, but also it's taken a lot of work, you know, to sort of, you know, define myself outside of, you know, the character because it's such a...
Even I have that.
Right, you know.
Problem, bro, like, it's tough, bro. It's really
especially
tough.
For you, dude. You've been doing it so young that it just related so much.
It's really,
like,
it's really some people, like, in this universe that are so adamant on calling me Tariq. Like, they would literally kill themselves before they call me Michael. Like,
right.
That shit is so weird.
I hate it.
That shit is so
some
weird.
Some girl texted me, call me Braden. I was like, never talking to you.
That shit
like,
weird. Like,
and
you
I was like, I was playing in the tournament, and they were literally, like, my team was like, Zeke.
And it'd be mad weird because, like, sometimes, like, I literally just be in Michael mode, bro. And then, like, somebody be like, yo, Reek. And then, like, I just don't pay it no fucking mind because it's not my name. Like, right. So I'm not going to automatically just be like, you get it? Like, sometimes, right. Like, I might, but, like, sometimes I just don't be, like, paying attention to that shit. Niggas be like, yo. I was like, I was cool. Yeah. I'm like,
that's not your name.
That's not my name,
like,
bro.
Like, people come up to you like, man, so when you enter in the draft, man?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. For real? I'm like,
right,
man.
Right.
I'm Michael today. I'm Tariq on Sundays, man.
I'm Tariq on Sundays. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
So what about you? I mean, do you experience, do people call you
Brayden? People who know me outside of Power, I've never been called like they'll call me Gianni, but if they watch Power, they call me Brayden.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I've even had people come up to me and go, hey, yo, Brayden. They'd be like, I know your name's Gianni, but like, I need to call you Brayden.
Bro, me too.
I'd
be like,
just call me Gianni.
Just call me, like, word. Right. Honestly, though, like, after a while, I really stopped getting pissed off at it when niggas started calling Mary J. Monet. If you call it Mary Monet, like, I really can't even be mad at
people
calling me
Tariq. I get
pissed
off of it when I'm tired. Like, when I'm, like, irritated.
I'm tired. I'm in the airport. I'm like, get it. I'd be like, bro, what?
Again, we're complaining, but it is such an ode to... I know we're not, like, it's not a negative, but we're all obviously having fun, but it's such an ode to what, like, has been created.
Absolutely.
And, like, we are these...
People's for real, man.
Favorite characters, it's wild, bro, to think about, you know. So,
we're not mad at y'all.
We just
want y'all to know that we like also are human outside of Tariq and Brayden and Zeke. You get it?
Right. Yeah,
for sure.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
This shit is crazy.
So, bro. What's next? Like, what's the thing that Daniel wants to do?
Yeah,
most?
What is your dream role? Like, if you could lay it out all right now, tell like a producer, a director, whatever. This is what I want to do. This is how it should be done. Boom.
That's a good question. So I've really been thinking about that because I'm like, for a while I'm like, I really didn't know like what I wanted to do, like in terms of like what kind of role, like, you know, just sort of grinding and going with it. Like, but now I'm like, I really kind of want to, like, you know, think about a role that causes me to, you know, think very different the way than I think. Like,
right.
You know, sort of like, you know, I mean, there's so many different kind of perspectives in the world today. So, you know, something that is like, for example, like, I don't, like, I'm trying to say it, but like, okay, I like a role that makes me, like, there's certain people have, there's a certain, like, mentality where, you need to, like, I'm just going to say a evil role. I want to be evil. Mm-hmm.
He was trying to make it smooth, but he was like, I want to cause havoc.
Basically, it'd be nice to do something dark.
Like, if Zeke didn't die, do you think he would have been like done
something? Honestly, I think Zeke would have turned dark as shit.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
That would have been too much, though.
He would have turned dark, man.
Because he was so innocent and good. Honestly,
I really think he would have been another Tariq, bro, because he just built, his life is built on lies.
Right.
I don't know. I wish I would have done it, but like, I don't know. Like,
the money was too good. I'm sure I would have done it.
Touch a check.
Funny, but something like more nice. like evil, like something like, you know, dark, like, you know, not necessarily like a evil superhero, but like, you know, something like more nuanced and insidious.
That's a good word.
All right, hear me out, Courtney. Zeke is not dead. So basically what happens is we pick up on season four. He's in Winston.
Real shit though, like, I really want to talk about how, what Zeke would have done, what path would he have taken if he was still alive, bro.
I think he was always supposed to be the sacrificial lamb, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, his name is Cross, you know. There's Ezekiel Cross.
Right.
Ezekiel is God will strengthen. You know, basically Ezekiel's role in the literature was to go and... he was chosen to go and sort of transform or change the savages, because they were just savages people.
Right. Mm.
So I kind of was like, okay, like, somehow I feel like, you know, he gonna be hung up on the cross somewhere. Like, right. not literally, but like, so, you know, I didn't know how or when it was gonna happen, you know, but I felt it. And so that him going up those steps, I think that that was just so beautifully done, you know, by the creative team.
Right. Dude, I'm so jealous you got to work with Daniel Sinjata a lot.
Oh, my God.
Is he not the best? Yeah,
he's so cool.
I love him as a human. Dude, he's the best.
He's so cool. He's so dope. I was actually just in LA, and we got a chance to hang out.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you guys go? Right.
We went to the Soho House.
Nice.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We got to go.
I just got my shit.
Yeah,
you gotta what? Oh,
yeah.
Daniel,
dude,
that was
finally
so weird.
He been telling me to get my shit forever. I'm like,
it's gonna happen. I'm gonna be there with y'all. They don't know what we talking about. We're not going.
Could you imagine just like being a huge fan of Power and being out and then just looking across the table and it's him and Daniel?
That's probably his real father.
What was like your favorite scene with Daniel Sinjata to film? Like, what was something that you like really remember of your whole Power experience? Like, what was one of the best? With Daniel. I want to hear one with Daniel because I love him.
Yeah, with Daniel, I mean, honestly.
He plays Mecca, I'm sorry.
We did a lot of work on the second season. And he's such a dope person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really loved every scene I had with him.
And he's mad serious about his shit.
Yeah, he's dope. He's super serious. Yeah.
I like that shit.
But, yeah.
And overall, what was your favorite?
My favorite
thing you ever did on Power?
leading into it, like, honestly, the whole experience, was a highlight. It's hard to like say which one,
I hate when I be getting the question, what's some of the craziest moments on set? It's like, you can't choose. Do you have a favorite one? We have crazy moments
for you
so far, for season 1, season 2.
It was the turning point of when Braden went with Kane to the you know, when he was selling drugs. That was just like, that's, it was just funny. A turning point for my character. Like, everything with me and Michael, do we have fun every day? So, like, that's like offset stuff. But again, like season 2, where Braden did the jewelry store robbery, it was with Kane. Mm. And it was just like, there were just always like turning points that, you know, changed Braden. But it was so funny because I did the courtroom scene and I just read it. I was like, oh, people are going to like this. Yeah, it came out great, but like, I was like, people are gonna like this, but it went crazy on social media.
Well, I was teasing that shit the whole time we was doing press junkets.
Right.
I'm like, I just can't wait until y'all see Braden's loyalty be tested and see what happens. I was juicing at the shit the whole time.
I did not know.
I knew that shit was gonna go crazy, bro. Because when you think about it, Braden gets on the stand. Everyone is expecting Braden to fold.
Right.
Everyone is expecting Braden to fold. You get it?
Right.
So like, he got up there. Oh, yeah, I did this. I'm responsible for this.
Okay, I think I know my favorite scene. My favorite scene was episode 8, season 2, when we were on that at the table. Like, that table scene was...
Oh,
like,
yeah,
man.
Just filming it, man. You know, watching each person, like, get their moment, you know, it was wild. We filmed that scene in 2 days, you know.
At B&H, you filmed it at B&H upstairs?
B&H.
That's the stage like across from stage.
Yes.
3.
Yeah. And you know that it was just amazing.
Yeah,
it was amazing. It was amazing watching everybody. It was amazing being in that.
Right.
Like
working with Mary.
Working with everyone.
Crazy.
Everyone was like killing it.
Everybody was hitting their beats in that.
You
could see that.
And to see the impact that it had like on viewers.
What? Right. That went nuts. That was trending number one.
Like,
yeah, that was trending number one on Twitter for like 3 days. Monet was nuts. That was nuts.
So that'll go down in the books.
Definitely going down in the Power history books. That's legendary scenes right there.
Yeah,
legendary.
Dude. See, it's just weird, like seeing Mary when you get to work, and she just like has an aura about her.
Yeah,
and like, bro, I would never forget like one of the first couple. She used to call me Braden for like the first couple months. She'd be like, hey, Braden.
Yeah.
Just like, welcome. I'm like, oh,
I'm like,
because Mary's actually a huge Power fan.
Yeah.
People know, like, she
you
was
ask
one of,
her anything, she's going to know off rip. She knows more than us.
Right. It's funny to know someone that big was like, she would call my, like, what's up, Braden? What's up, Tariq? Like, and then after a couple months, you like started calling me Gianni. But like seeing her like at the dressing room and like all this stuff, I'm like, bro, this is crazy. And I've only had a couple scenes with her. I can imagine what it was like you. Like, that was your, like, your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, like, you know, like, it was legendary, honestly. Like, yeah.
That's legendary, yeah, energy.
Yeah. Your presence, it was right, legendary there, energy. That's, yeah, right.
Legendary, yeah, energy, bro. You could just feel that shit, like.
Yeah. And I soaked it up, you know. Yeah, I soaked it up like some bread, you know, soaking up. Like, you know, it's like, it was definitely a dope beginning to a really long journey.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hey, are there any tips for any, like, you know, aspiring actors or artists that you give? Like, because we get a lot of advice questions, and I feel like I love that about you, that you're so invested in the arts and, you know, mm-hmm, acting and specifically. So I'm just curious if you have any advice for anyone.
You know, just, you know, continue to all, like, you know, just work and practice and build your process, you know, just get it however you can.
Right,
you know,
facts, what I'm saying? Facts,
get it,
facts,
however you can. Wait,
speaking of work, did you ever, this reminded me of something, did you play basketball before Zeke?
Yes, I did.
But
I did.
You were training hard.
I remember, like, I don't know if you remember this, we were at the bowling alley. And you kind of tried to go. You trying to kind of drill me for my basketball skills. Like, you was like, you know, I'm calling bullshit. I don't believe you play basketball.
Did I,
like,
say that?
Yes, you did.
No,
yes,
I thought it was
did.
Just fucking.
No, you said it.
Wait, was this after season one? It already
no, this
come
was
out?
Like in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I didn't even see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah, yeah,
I thought you were like season one came out, and I was like, no, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
No, that's probably funny. That's probably fucking me. Like, yeah.
But like, obviously, like, the show, it gave me an opportunity,
right,
to embrace it even more so.
Right.
And so, you know, I wasn't, you know, on the level of, like, I wasn't a college athlete.
Right.
But it was in my life in a profound way that, you know, maybe one day I'll be able to, you know, explain. But, I mean, it's honestly just been honestly a dream come true.
Right.
For real.
Yeah, it is always fun when you get to learn a new, like, you kind of have to invest in a new trade almost, or like something that you're not really good at that you like to.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like a really fun thing about acting. Like, you just got to say, oh, I got to do basketball, and it's for the work. Yeah, so
now I have a.
He's like, I got a really lethal jumper now.
I got.
So any NBA team's looking out?
I do have a basketball game coming up.
Hey.
Oh, you do? Where?
In Massachusetts.
Oh, hell yeah. Right. For what?
Yeah. It's just like a celebrity game in the community.
Oh,
and we're playing with, you know, some overseas cats and some D1 players, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we did All-Star Weekend at what's his name? Shit, at Ricky.
Yeah, in Cleveland. We played a celebrity game in Cleveland.
I know,
yeah.
I saw that.
Dude.
We wasn't even supposed to play. We was just chilling. I was like,
yeah, they paid us to pull up. And then they're like, y'all gonna play. And then Michael went out there and I was like, damn, I look like a bitch.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, let's go play.
Are we playing for real? Like, are we playing like,
nah, I'm an idiot.
Are we playing to win? Like,
yeah, no, nah, I was playing ball yesterday at this party. I ain't gonna lie, I was cooking. This girl still owed me $1,000.
He crossed up some poor 3-year-old at a party.
I wanna play in the game with Michael.
Let's get it, bro. We got to team up, man. We got to squad up. Let's go get some buckets.
I remember one time you supposed to come to the gym. You never showed up.
Yeah, y'all niggas be going early, though, man. Y'all told me, like, 9 o'clock.
I've had this conversation with him.
Seven.
Like, 7. Nigga, I go to sleep at 7.
Yeah. we were trying to get a train. We had a trainer for, like, season 1. I was like, hey, yo, Mike, pull up at, like, 1. He, like, texts me at 3. He's like, nah, I was chilling with this girl. I'm like, Mike, you were never coming.
I'm like, my fault, man. Listen, man, life happened, you know? Shorty hit me. Had to get it out of hand.
Yeah. We're going to get a game in.
Now we got to
get a game.
I don't lie, we
got
to get a crew game in, bro. Like, with everybody from the crew.
Dude, we're about
y'all
to
got a sponsor game.
Yeah.
Bro,
we
got
it. Come on.
We're about to do a softball game.
Jeez.
We're about to do a softball
Let's
game against another show.
Let's get it.
Dude, if you think I'm not going yard on SVU, you're on your fucking mind.
I seen your story. Yo, I was crying. He said, Marvelous Maisel, I'm coming for all. Yeah, I said, I'd be crying. But now that would be fire. A crew has a basketball game. We should definitely put that in the works one day. Hell yeah.
Go, we got so much stuff we did. We have people come watch. It'd be dope.
Yeah, bro. Have the top hoopers come in.
Yeah.
That should be lit. Yeah. What?
All right. We got a couple fan questions for you, and we'll get you on out of here. We appreciate your time.
I got
the first one, then you can do the other one. So, I can't read. thank God I'm an actor. Samana, S-U, whatever. If he had to choose only one, would it be acting or music? If you could only do one.
If I could only do one.
Mm-hmm. You can't make us choose
between. Honestly, that's a hard question, because if it was only acting or music, I would do neither.
Neither,
right?
Like,
it's hard,
like, you can't choose, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna make a choice right now.
I'm gonna put it like this. What do you think you would be the most happy doing?
Because I'm just I'm a busy kind of person. Like, I like to do things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, if I can do something, why not do it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you got time and space to do it, do it.
Do both.
You know, do what you can. Don't put yourself in a box. Mm. So for the sake of the question, I can't answer that question.
Yeah,
a lot of people asking me that question. Like, yeah, like I'm like, let me do me.
I feel that. Let me
gain my stride.
And then 87 AAB said, if you could play any other character on Ghost, who would it have been? Bro, you ask Daniel the most normal question. He's like, I can't, man.
He's like, I don't want to tell you.
He's like, I'm like, do you like acting? He's like, ah, so he's like, I can't, man.
He's like, nah, fuck acting. Right.
He's like.
It's going to be between. These are hard questions.
Nah, because I really want to know. Because I feel like I know his answer, though.
What do you feel like my answer is, though?
I feel like you...
I literally don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Yeah. I felt like you would either say... It would either be like Davis or some shit, or like Kane or something.
Okay, Kane was at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, either Davis or Kane or something.
No, I didn't. I was deciding between Kane and Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
Yeah, Lorenzo would have been
dope. Yeah.
I can't even speak Spanish, but like, I think that's a dope.
Lorenzo, his character's fire, bro. I love that.
I love how he does his voice. Like,
yeah.
Fuck Mo. Mo, what the fuck is Mo? These are my fucking kids.
Yeah.
We gotta get him on.
He's
so fire.
Like,
what the
go.
Fuck did you just say, Mo?
Like, the way he says "fuck" is crazy. Like, it's fuck.
Yeah, he's scary, bro. So I came to set because the same scene where Officer Ramirez arrests or doesn't arrest, he pulls over Kane and me and Tracer in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
So that scene we filmed right after they did that scene where Lorenzo beats up Kane in jail. Mm. He's like, don't ever put your hands on my wife or
that
something like that.
Yeah.
Bro,
that's real shit right there.
I was watching that shit because I'd met Birdo, but I'd never seen him act because I have never had a scene with him.
Mm.
Bro, when he slammed Kane's face into the wall and the blood splattered across, I was like, oh my God.
Different.
That shit was crazy. Dude, different. He's so scary, but like such a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's like the nicest guy ever, but like, don't fuck with him now.
Right,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, he'll rip your face off.
That shit was crazy.
Bare hands.
But yeah, that was a... And also, for the fans being like, can you please show the clips of the episodes you're talking about? We can't.
Yeah.
We'll get sued.
Yeah, they're gonna sue the fuck
Do you
out
want
of
this podcast to keep going? They're gonna repossess Michael's Audi R8,
yeah,
okay?
Like, come on, I'm not gonna have no Audi, I'm not gonna have no J's, no nothing. Like,
Tell Stars to
give us some permission.
Tell
and then
to
we could work something
out. We'll post episodes.
Yeah, because that would be fire, right. Honestly. Having like little clips in there while we speak, that would be fire. Right. Or some like, yeah.
I'm like, Daniel, how do you memorize your lines? He's like,
yeah, like, bro.
I can't think.
He's like, eh. I don't remember. Fuck him. He said, fuck
him. He's like, that's a really interesting question.
Yes. No, don't do me like that.
Yeah, he said, don't do me like that.
We love you, bro.
We got more fan questions?
Dude, everything was about, like everything
shit
that we touched on, like the memes, all that stuff. I'm like, I want to hear about Daniel. We touched on that, but I want to hear about Daniel, like how you got into
Zeke,
and everything.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, with Daniel, man, not Zeke.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Daniel, baby.
Facts.
Mm. Yeah,
what, you got anything coming up that you're excited about?
Let them know what you got going on, man.
Yeah,
you got a lot going on, bro.
Well, when is this coming out?
So this will come out. We got Woody just came out on Tuesday, and then Naturi had just come out on Tuesday. So
this is okay. The party would be over, but I'm sure the
damn,
party.
You guys missed a crazy night at the 40.
Oh yeah, y'all missed
we
the crazy.
Was fucked up.
Yeah, y'all missed a crazy night. Y'all should have been there.
Right.
Y'all should have been there.
I mean, y'all should have came. You know, y'all should have came to that party last night. No party. last Friday.
Yeah, I got arrested. That shit was crazy.
You
know, it's just stay tuned. You know, you can follow me on Instagram, Daniel Lee Bellamy. Follow me on Twitter, Bellamy Lee. You can add me on Facebook, Daniel Lee Bellamy. I'm out here and I ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir, yes, man. The boy got a lot going on.
Yes.
Acting, music, basketball. Straight artistry, hustling. Man. And hustling,
Let's
man.
Get
artistry
it.
And hustling.
We love you, Daniel. We love you,
my boy.
Thank you so much for coming on. Dude, it's just interesting. I just love hearing, like, everyone has such a different story who came on the show.
Yeah.
And I just always respect it about
the
you.
The different routes that everybody goes,
right.
bro. Because everybody went a different route and we all ended up on the same street. Like,
right.
what's up, baby? Like,
I just always respected, like, the work that you put in. Like, even, like, me personally, I can't do the be really into it on set. It's just not the way I work. But, like, I do respect people who can come in.
The reason why, like, that, like, I felt like, especially during that time, like, I had to do that was, and it really wasn't, like, that serious, like, I wasn't.
Yeah, no, you weren't, like, you weren't, like,
I think sometimes I was just, like, you know, like,
right. focused, man, just, right. just locked in, bro.
And I respect that. If I see that on someone, I'm like, no, that's their
but
thing.
But, like, it was just, like, okay, like, I remember when I met Daniel, and he was trying to, like, be all nice to me. I'm like,
wait, Daniel?
Daniel Sinjata.
Oh, Daniel Sinjata, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I can't talk to you, because I don't know you're
right.
my father. Like, I can't.
I can't even see you.
I want to look at him and see, like, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
But,
like, it goes hand in hand with what you said, like, if you was to watch season 6 and shit of Power and see what Tommy was like before, like,
right.
actually meeting him in the show, it would be different because you never right. seen what he was like. So
that's why sometimes I don't like when we have table reads, because you read the whole episode and then you're like, oh, I know what happens at the end now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people don't know, like, we shoot out of order.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll shoot the fucking end of the episode first day.
Right.
And then, like, the last day would be the first two scenes of the episode.
And because it's all for locations, like, if there's a lot of dislocation. Dude, some shows shoot the whole season at one location in the first week of the thing. I'm like, that is crazy. Like, imagine shooting 10 and then you have to go back and shoot one. Like, I couldn't do that. That's hard.
That yeah. I'm quitting.
right.
I'm quitting.
But yeah, no, I always respect how much you commit and you put in, like, the work
Thank
for
you.
The arts. And I love that about you, man.
Yeah, well,
and I'm so excited to see where your career goes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and I'm so proud of both of you.
Dude,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you, bro.
Yeah, and keep doing your thing. This is dope. You know, everybody tune in. Crew has it.
Yes, sir.
Bring you back, man. We're going to recap Raising Kane. We're going to recap our show when we're back on the air. We're going to do all type of shit. But yeah, man, Daniel Lee Bellamy pulled up on the crew. Make sure y'all tune into the boy. He got music, Odyssey out now, all type of shit. So yeah,
yes,
tune
sir.
Into the boy.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you, Danny. We love you.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Follow
me. Follow me on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram,
Jenny V. Pill.
But
yeah.
we gotta get Michael.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Where's 22, Michael Rainey Jr., Twitter,
he's got a
lounge, all of that.
He's got this,
TikTok.
He's got that. He's Jamaica. Giving away $1 million. I don't know, you know.
Listen, baby. The crew has it. You heard? Yes, sir.
The crew has it and you have it. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yay!
Gang, gang, gang.
Yes, I love you, bro. Sir. Thank you for pulling up. We appreciate it.
My boy.
Let's get some flicks.
Yeah, let's get some flicks.